Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. These meditations are greatly important to us because I believe when we put our soul in a place where we can recognize what the voice of God sounds like, then we can answer in the affirmative. David wrote in Psalm 20, "In times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry." That's such a beautiful picture. And he's not posing this as a what if. He's saying, when you are in times of trouble, the Lord will answer your cry. I want you to know that the Lord wants to answer you. He wants to speak to you. There is everything that we know about the character of God, everything we know about the activity of God, everything we read in the Word of God lets us know that He cannot wait to hear from us, and He cannot wait for us to lend an ear to hear from Him. And so these meditations are designed for you to do that very thing. So let's prepare to meditate today and pay attention to our breath. We'll take two or three deep breaths, and we'll treat these breaths as a way to leave the hustle and the bustle and the challenge of this world and step into the quietude and the solitude of being with God in His throne room. So let's breathe deeply, and when we draw that breath in, then just send that life-giving oxygen to the part of your soul that needs it most. And then follow me and we'll breathe out and push every anxiety or frustration out of our life as we prepare for this. You ready? Hold it. Send it. And let's draw another breath. You ready? Hold it. Send it. And now, my friend, as we prepare, ask the Lord for His voice to be very clear to you in this time of quietude. Lord, today, would you allow every listener, every participant in the weekday meditation, would you allow them to know your voice and to hear your voice and respond to it? Lord, we love you. And now in this moment of quietude and solitude, would you speak to us so clearly? It would be as though we're literally sitting in the same room and you are having a chat with us over coffee. I'll mind the time, dear friend, and take a few moments to hear from God.
Well, the balance of that
20th Psalm that we started with today says, may he send you help from his sanctuary. I love that. And then he says, may he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your offerings. Friend, listen, Jesus came to be the final offering, the perfect offering. We don't offer up burnt offerings anymore because he's done all that for us. Now go live in the power, the peace, and the direction of Jesus and the will he has for your life. God bless you, friend. We'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.